And now, the Goldbergs. Well, a home is a place where Jake Goldberg finds half the world airing its troubles. And right now, the trouble's getting big, getting bigger. Molly's been trying to help Mr. Way forget his past, the prison he was in, the mistakes and errors of a too ambitious life. And in some way, Oriane is involved in young Dr. Cater, for love, which loves trouble, has mixed itself thoroughly into these three lives. Now, however, the former Mrs. Way is in town to stay indefinitely and to make hay while she has a chance. It's on Molly's mind.
Family?
Yes, Ma?
Can Mother dear see you for 1 minute?
Yes. What is it, Ma?
Family, did you hurt?
Yes, Ma, and please stop worrying about it.
But if Mrs. Way decided to stay here in Lastonbury indefinitely, I mean, so what will be?
Do you have to worry about that too, Ma?
Have to. Compulsory it isn't. But if something can be done to make it not unpleasant,
and
maybe...
And it's entirely up to Mr. Way. He's not a baby.
It's not Mr. Way so much, family. It's Oriane.
Well, then why doesn't Oriane accept Dr. Cater, and that'll put an end to Mrs. Way's suspicion?
Well, everything could be so quickly dissolved.
Solved, Ma.
Huh?
Solved.
Solved? Yeah. No, that'd be like you said, solved, Mr.
Is that all you wanted me for, Ma?
Yes.
Can I go in?
Yes, really soon.
Okay. Don't you worry, Ma.
No.
That Bertie is still talking to Mrs. Way's chauffeur.
What?
Ma, why doesn't Bertie stop talking to Mrs. Way's chauffeur and let him go home?
Said the table girl.
Well, don't you think it's about time to come in? Mrs. Goldberg is setting the table and you're still out there. I think you ought to come in out of common decency.
Brady would use a little better judgment and stop encouraging Mrs. Way's chauffeur. Now she's got him fixing her trailer.
Molly, Vendelie.
Soon, darling. Go set over the table.
All right. Yeah, I'll help you, Miss Goldberg.
So we're going to have big spoons. Come, Spotty. Stop jumping. You want to go out? Then I have you out. You scream the door. You want to come in. In and out and out and in and out. Now go. Go out.
When do we eat, Molly?
Momentarily, dear. I got my whole schedule wrong today. That's why I'm so backwards in everything.
Well, you have so much on your mind.
All right, Jake, please.
You haven't plenty on your mind, no, Molly?
I have, yes. And you haven't?
Only my own business.
Well... That's why you're you and I'm me.
I see. Where's my paper?
Rosalie, where's Papa's paper?
One more?
My paper.
Oh, Seymour's reading it, Tom.
No, even my paper.
Seymour? Yes?
Would you mind if I read my paper?
Coming.
Seymour's staying for supper?
I don't know, Mom.
You're asking.
I don't want to ask him.
Why?
He'll think I want him to stay.
Logic. So logical. I'll ask, it'll think, real mathematical logic. Seymour, my newspaper, Seymour. Logic.
Oh, logical. Papa's in a mood, very moodish.
Mm-hmm.
Here, darling, help me smash the potatoes.
All right. Is Orion going to go over and speak to Mrs. Waymore?
Smash.
Well, is she, Ma?
She is not.
Not going to be too pleasant with Mrs. Way in town, and if she's arranged to stay on indefinitely, then...
All right, give me some potatoes. Put a little light in the soup.
Mama, darling, why can't we talk?
We're talking, no.
If I didn't see that you were worried about something, I wouldn't even think about it.
Naturally, I'm upset. Naturally. I like Oriane. And in my devotion for David, you know how much I like the child. And if there's a future here for Oriane and David, why should it be passed before it starts?
Well, you could talk to Mr. Waymore or to Dr. Cater.
All this needs very delicate talking. Very delicate talking. What can I say to Dr. Cater? What can I say? Give me a sharp knife.
Here.
Oh, what can I say? Oriane likes you. After all, that's only my own opinion. What can I say to Mr. Ray? He's also after many unhappy years, and he's only trying to begin again. What can I say? Oriane is sorry. She's your partner, Mr. Way. Break up the business, and what can I say? What can I say? I'm in the middle. What can I say? And then more than Mr. Ray told his wife he couldn't set? So he told her what's passed between them is passed? So she turns around and she made arrangements and she's staying here in Lastonbury indefinitely.
Well, that's why I think,
oh,
Margaret,
Lucy,
you...
Lucy, darling, Lucy, what's the use? I think, you think, he thinks, they think. But what's the use? We'll see you there. We'll live, we'll see. In the meantime, Orion is going to do nothing. You sure? She promised me. Here, dear, put Papa's liver on the table.
All right. And don't you worry about anything, Mama.
I wouldn't, dear, I wouldn't.
Oh, Pa, what's the matter?
Nothing.
The matter, Jake?
If you kept your eyes open, you would see the things you should see. And you would close your eyes to the things that aren't your concern.
For instance?
For instance, Seymour.
Seymour?
Yes, Seymour.
What's with Seymour?
A raise I should give him.
Well, why not?
Ask me first why he wants the raise.
I'm asking. Why?
So he can have the privilege of offering a future to your daughter.
Oh. Did you give him the raise?
Seymour won't say supper, Mark.
Not saying?
Call me when you're ready.
In a few seconds.
What's the matter, Mark?
Nothing. Call everybody together for supper.
Did something happen?
Nothing. Rosalie.
Yeah?
Seymour said something to you?
No, Mar.
Today?
No.
Yesterday?
No, Mar.
Why? When you was walking home from the bowling alley?
No.
Well?
Why, Mar?
Okay. Put on a coat.
I will.
So, dear. Seymour?
Where did you put my hat and coat, Miss Goldberg?
I'll get it,
Rosalie. You call everybody and tell Birdie to let Mrs. Ray chauffeur go home already.
All right, Ma.
I'll take care of him. Seymour, why don't you want to stay for supper?
I don't think I'll be very good company.
You're always very good company. Why shouldn't you be now?
No. Tonight, I'd rather be alone. What's wrong with me, Mrs. Goldberg?
Wrong? Nothing, Seymour, nothing. Let's say you're young.
But I'll get older if I live. And if I don't, then there's no hope for me. If I love your daughter, is that anything against me? Is that why I should be refused advancement at the mill? Even Mr. Wayne, whose whole history has been anything but commendable, and I mean prison. And yet, he has the courage to hope for the love and regard of a woman like Orianne. And yet I...
Wait, Seymour. Wait before you put on your coat. Wait. Hello? Yes? Oh, yes. Just 1 minute, please. Just 1 minute. Hold. Seymour, go out, please, and tell Mrs. Ray chauffeur to come to the telephone.
Certainly.
Might just up for you, and
I'll get him. Just 1 minute, please. I just sent for him. Just 1 minute.
Who is on the phone?
Mrs. Ray.
You called her?
I didn't call her. She called me.
For what?
Her chauffeur. Just 1 minute, please. Dick, what did you say to Seymour?
What did you expect me to say?
Oh, right here.
I'm sorry. Mrs. Birdie is quite mechanical, my dear.
Yes, indeed. Right here.
Yes, thank you. Hello? Yes, madam. Yes, Mrs. Way. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, immediately. Yes, I will. Yes, of course. I will, madam. Yes. Bye, madam. Can you tell me where I can find Dr. Cater?
Dr. Cater?
Yes.
Well, why do you want...
Mrs. Way isn't feeling very well.
Oh, there's Dr. Champlin.
No. She wants Dr. Cater and nobody else.
And Dr. Cater, is that what she said?
Yes, she did. Why?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
But Molly knows something is up. If Mrs. Way wants to see Dr. Cater, That means she's opened the first guns in her campaign against her former husband.